the rest of the story. Henry and Simon ought to have been friends. Simon married Henry's sister, after all. But their personalities clashed, and so did their ideals. Henry, the 13th century England's King Henry III, and Simon de Montfort, the Earl of Leicester, began their relationship amicably enough as king and counselor, then as relatives by marriage. But then, Henry made Simon governor of English-ruled Gascony to restore order there. While Simon succeeded in re-civilizing the region, he made so many enemies in the process that the king was compelled to humiliate him publicly, so Simon neither forgave nor forgot. And thus began one of the most infamous family feuds. Remember this, an infamous family feud. One of the oldest in English history, the Battle of the Brothers-in-Law. And this is the rest of the story. Governor Simon grew increasingly critical of King Henry, his incompetence, his extravagance. Soon he organized sort of an opposition party to the monarchy, a group of similarly disenchanted English barons. Together they forced upon King Henry, in the year 1258, a revolutionary constitution known as the Provisions of Oxford, a political ancestor of England's present-day Parliament, in which governmental authority was transferred to a baronial committee, and King Henry acquiesced, acceded to Governor Simon's reforms for a while. But after a few years passed, the king managed to muster enough support to challenge the barons, and thus did the Battle of the Brothers-in-Law explode into bloody baronial wars. Governor Simon's army won the first round, capturing King Henry, holding him under guard. For an entire year, Simon governed England as leader of the new parliament, supporters said, by military dictatorship, contended those loyal to the crown. In any case, Henry's son Edward eventually managed to escape, mobilized an army of loyalists against Simon, and victorious killed him. But there's a gruesome epilogue to this story of the vindictive king and the renegade governor. For following Simon's defeat and demise at Evesham, his enemies dismembered his corpse and sent him, it is said, on one final disjointed tour of England as a warning to all the people of what happens to Democrats. But you know something? That old score between Henry and Simon has been settled. Last month, November 1992, it was settled when a present-day descendant of Simon vanquished a present-day descendant of Henry. It was a different kind of battlefield, no real blood this time, but the defeat hurt just as much. When out of the mists of time, a blood-related champion of Simon de Montfort, the Earl of Leicester, rode into battle against a blood-related defender of the honor of King Henry III, the kinsman of the Democrat and the demagogue, the outsider governor and the sitting king, and this time, the outsider emerged triumphant. For the 20th century national leader, descended from King Henry, is George Bush. Now, don't get ahead of me, but you're correct. The right now victorious governor, descended from the 13th century governor Simon, is Bill Clinton. And now you know the rest of the story.